Hey. Hello. Hi. Oh no, did I scare you, Mr. Ghostface? I'm so sorry. But I thought that was your job. I'm just messing with you. I just wanted to say that I really like your Halloween outfit. It's really cool. You know, I absolutely love Ghostface, and I was thinking of dressing up as him, but I just think I look better in this witch outfit, don't you think? Look, I even give you a little twirl if you want. You see? The skirt is like really high, but also really flashy. And then the whole thing just really makes my body stand out. I honestly love it. But really, props to my best friend for picking it out for me. Maybe I'll be Ghostface next year for Halloween. How does that sound? Hopefully I don't steal your flow though, 'cause clearly you're really getting into it. You're barely speaking. Let me guess, you're the quiet type. Does your outfit reflect the person you really are? Even I can't see your face. But I feel under that mask, it's just a really shy guy that wants to recreate his own fantasies. I'm just kidding, come on. I know you're blushing under that mask, I can clearly tell. How your arms are kind of shaking, and you're just twirling your fingers around. It's so obvious. Well, at least I know that you're not one of the frat boys or something. You're someone else. And maybe I'll get to find out soon enough. I mean, only if you want me to. You know, we can keep this anonymous. You get to see my face, but I have no idea who you are. But that wouldn't really be fair now, would it? It's okay. I'll keep your secret with me. If you want to stay anonymous, that's completely fine. But eventually, I want to see you. I think you seem like a cool guy, and I would love to get to know you. I know, I know. I just came up to you at a party and I barely know who you are. But really, I really like Ghostface. And when I just see a person that just has a cool taste, I just wanna check it out, you know? And considering that you don't really speak a lot, I'm starting to like you more. Honestly, I'm surprised you've even gone to this party when you don't even speak. Who'd you even hang out with? Oh, maybe you just don't want to say that. Okay, that's fine. Let me ask you another question to make you start talking. How about, what's your favorite scary movie? Come on, tell me. I know I stole your line. You know, I am so surprised. I barely would have known. But you know, that's also my favorite scary movie. I like that. You know, I speak to like other people and I say like Terrifier or like It or any other scary movies, and I'm just like, they're not really scary though, and not the type of thing I like personally. But honestly, I'm glad that we're in the same boat. See? I'm starting to like you even more. Okay, now tell me, which one is your favorite scream? Is it maybe 1, 2, 3? Oh, that's a good one. I'm not gonna lie, that's a good one. Well, let me tell you, my favorite one is Scream 1. You wanna know why? Or maybe you already know. You don't? Well, I'm glad you don't. Because my favorite scene in Scream 1 that makes it so good is the opening scene. You know, the girl just making some popcorn, just enjoying her lovely Halloween. And guess what? She gets a phone call by this mysterious man that she doesn't even know. and he's basically flirting with her, and she, you know, she kind of likes him, flirts back a little bit, and then it turns kind of creepy and sinister because he's basically outside a window inside our house, and she gets so scared, and she's like, "Who are you?" You know. And then you get to that part. But the scene with the phone, and he's just, oh, I just love it. I can never get it out of my head. Honestly, sometimes I wish I was in that scene. His voice is just so hot too. I really just can't get sick of it. I always wanted to recreate that scene one day. You know, maybe with my significant other. We just do it for fun, but I just never had the chance to do it. Like, I always try to ask people to do it for me, but it just doesn't hit when they do it. Actually, the person that's really into it and wants to do it, not just wanting to do it because of me, but they want to do it too because they find it interesting. And maybe I found the right person, which is right in front of me. How does that sound, huh? Really, you give off the vibes of him. I just like how you're towering over me. It's really nice. It just really sets the mood, doesn't it? Huh? Yeah, I mean, I barely know you, but I'm starting to get to know you. Come on. Do you want to have a little bit of fun? You just want to keep partying for the rest of your life and never try something new? Come on, let's break the cycle. Let's have some fun. Just the two of us. You wait here, and I'll go up in the room, okay? It will be the room on the left. You come in, and you do your stuff, okay? And we'll see where that takes us, yeah? Okay, perfect. We're doing it line for line, correct? A little bit of improv and we'll hurt too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye, Mr. Ghostface. Please don't hurt me. Oh yeah, and before I go, here's my number. We gotta make it realistic. Come on. Just type it in. Okay, good. Hello? Who's knocking at the door? Okay, I'll just open it then, if you're not gonna tell me. Oh no, it's Mr. Ghostface. Please don't hurt me. Oh no, I better run. Oh. I really wasn't expecting you to get so into character. I mean, I'm not complaining, I really like it. You're really showing your true colors now, Mr. Ghostface, huh? With your arm against the wall like this, keeping me from slipping and running away. And just slowly leaning into me. Wow. You really got my attention now. I like you. I really want to see who's under that mask. Hey, you can't back down now. It isn't over yet, remember? Remember what I said, that we're recreating the scene. And we can improv it anytime we like. So, what you did there was an improv. And if you can do it, then I can do it too. I'll really fight back. Let's see if you can really stop me. Now, Mr. Ghostface, I really wasn't expecting you to be so strong. Oh, what can I do? Oh, I wish someone could help me. Okay. Fine. You win, okay, you win. Congratulations, you finally pinned down your victim to the bed. Now I really can't do anything. I guess I'll just surrender. Now you know, doing this really says a lot about you. Pinning a girl to a bed. And you literally just met her not too long ago. You really tried to assert your dominance, didn't you? I think you've been trying to do that the entire time I came up to you. And if I'm being completely honest, you really remind me of someone. But I just can't put my head around it. You really remind me so much like them. That's where I really want to see who you are, Mr. Ghostface. Just one peek. It wouldn't hurt anyone. And I wouldn't tell anyone. I just really want to see who I'm starting to fall in love with. You don't know. Oh, that's okay. You don't have to. I was just really curious. But no, I'm not taking off your mask, trust me. I wouldn't do you like that. I just want to do this instead. And I'll just put that back on. See, I told you. If you don't want to show me your face, then I'll just give you something myself. But I don't want to make you feel like you have to do anything. If you want to stop, we can stop right here. But if you don't, I really don't want you to hold back. I just want to touch your body and feel your skin against mine. Oh fuck, just take off your pants already. You're so hard for me already. Jeez, Mr. Ghostface. You really want this, don't you? And I'll give it to you. feel like I just kissed the temp. You're so desperate. I love your cock. I love the way you push my head down. I like it so much. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I want more. Give me more. Now show me what you want to do to me, Mr. Ghostface. Yeah, choke me. So rough with me, please. Treat me like your fuck doll, yeah. I've been such a bad girl. Yeah, I need to get punished. Punish me, please. Please punish me. I don't care if anyone hears us. Fuck all of them. Just fuck me, please. Please. Yeah, I don't care. You can rip my clothes off. Yes. Yes, Mr. Ghostface. Yes. Turning me onto my stomach. I see what you're trying to do. Now you like my ass. My big, fat ass. Yeah. I know you do. Show me what you want to do to me, Mr. Ghostface. Fuck, yes, yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Ghostface. I'm sorry. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Ghostface. Thank you. You want me to bite on the pillow. Yes, Daddy. I'll do anything you want me to do. Feel my tight little pussy wrapping around your cock. Here, you feel that? Yeah, fuck. No, I never saw this scene in Scream. This is like a new scene that we just created, right? And I fucking love it. I fucking love it so much. I don't even know who you are. I'm such a fucking slut. Oh, fucking a stranger just for wearing a ghost face suit. I'm such a dirty slut. I'm such a fucking slut. Yeah, I'm such a fucking slut for you. Yeah. Choke me. Yeah. I love when you whisper my ear. Yeah, keep whispering my ear, ghost face. Yeah. You wanna hear me scream? Are you sure? I can do that for you. I can do anything for you, ghost face. I can do anything. Oh my god. I wanna let everyone hear us. I wanna let everyone hear me, cause I'm a dirty slut. No one looked to hear me get fucked by Ghostface, a total stranger that I just met today. Like, oh, I'm getting so close, I'm getting so close, yeah. Yeah. Yes, make me come, please, please, Daddy, make me come, please, please, please. Fuck anymore, you are. You're just really amazing. And you're really good at fucking. But the real question is, how am I gonna get out of here? You ripped my clothes off and I can't wear them anymore. Yeah, I guess I'll just borrow one of that clothes. Also, would you mind taking me home too? I don't really want to order Uber anymore.